Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Living Life. I wanted to give you guys a little update on everything, and I don't know, I guess I just need to like vent and just gotta talk about things, because I'm literally going freaking insane, so I need to just talk it out, you know? Anyway, like, in my last episode I mentioned that I really didn't have any motivation to do really anything else, or did I really say that? It's more so job hunting was always on my mind, even when I was doing things that weren't job hunting. But now it's like, I feel like it's taken a step further to where, like, I have no motivation or interest in doing anything else. Like, gaming, streaming, music. Like, I've just been so stressed. Like, the thought of letting myself have time to myself is, like, insane. Like, I can't even, like, fathom the idea of that right now. Like, I feel like I can't let myself have that luxury. So, like, the thing is, I actually thought about playing games today. Like, maybe I was like, oh, you should let your brain rest. But then my brain's like, no. So it's like, there's like a battle in my mind right now. Half of it's like, you should rest and, like, take it easy and take a break from all this job hunting, because, you know, you've applied to so many jobs and blah, blah, you need a break. It's okay to take a day off. And then the other half of my brain's like, no, you can't take a day off. You have to constantly be looking for jobs and applying, and, you know, you need to really make sure you find something before you can relax and blah, blah, blah. And it's just super annoying. And it's like, and of course the side that's more aggressive is the side that's winning, which is the side that's telling me to keep looking for jobs. So it's like, as much as I want to rest and actually get proper sleep and, you know, let myself have some time myself and spend time with friends and family and whatnot, I'm like, I am in hardcore job hunting mode. I do not have the luxury of doing anything outside of that right now. Like, I just can't. I don't know. I just need, anyway, so that's kind of what's happening in that part of life. And to go off of it, I actually managed to secure 3 interviews. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. I'm not saying that these are going to lead to anything, but it's a start. It's a start to my job hunt. And I'm actually genuinely surprised that they even saw potential in me. Honestly, it makes me a little teary-eyed when I think about it. You know, it's, I just like that people can see past, like, the resume, and like, maybe they're not looking at people who check off all the boxes, but people who just genuinely look like hardworking individuals, which I kind of make clear on my resume with, like, my promotions and, you know, high performance, you know, hitting goals and whatnot. So that's all good. Anyway, so one of them actually was today. I had one today, and the thing is, I thought it went so horrible. And I'm just like, there's no way she's gonna move me forward. The whole time I was interviewing with her, the thing is, I haven't interviewed in a while. Like, since my current job. Like, since, yeah. So, I was a little out of, you know, the zone, I guess you can call it. But then again, I've always been kind of bad with interviews. But because of this, I was literally saying a lot throughout the whole conversation. My voice, I feel like, sounded shaky. I feel like she could definitely tell I was nervous. And the third thing was, like, sometimes I would just, like, pause in the middle of a sentence, lose my thought, and then just be like, oh, I'm sorry. And then there'd be, like, an awkward pause, and then I would, like, continue and be like, oh, yeah, I've conducted trainings for new hires and blah, 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 whatever. And it's just, like, it was so awkward, you know? I'm just like, oh, that went so poorly. And then I was like, I asked her, I was like, when can I expect to hear back? And she's like, oh, by the end of this week, meaning Friday, or early next week. And I'm like, okay. Literally 5 hours later, I get an email from this woman. And I'm like, yeah, she probably just, like, didn't want to waste her time with me and rejected me. I opened this email, and she actually wants to move me forward. And I'm like, there's no fucking way she thought I was, what? It blew my mind. I'm like, there's no way, dude. I sucked, but you know what? If that's the case, maybe she was looking past, this is my theory, she was looking past, like, the nervousness, and I feel like she was more focused on my responses, I guess, or the things that I achieved and accomplished throughout my time at my most recent role. And if that's the case, I genuinely appreciate this woman. Like, that is really amazing. Like, I love, the thing is, an interview is just an interview. Anyone can be fancy and have, you know, talk all sophisticated and be very articulate and whatever. But at the end of the day, those words don't matter if you can't prove those words. You know what I mean? So it's like, interview means nothing. Can you do the job? Can you show me that you can do this job? So it's like, I get why companies do interviews, but, like, some of them are just so excessive. They have, like, all these different, there's, like, a very long interview process at some companies where it's, like, you have to interview with the recruiter, then you have to interview with one of the team leads, and then you have to interview with the manager, and then if you pass that round, you have to interview with the CEO, and then if you pass that, you have to interview with everyone kind of thing. It's, like, crazy. Like, it's just, like, why do some companies do that? It's so excessive. I feel like you shouldn't need more than, like, two. Like, two max, but preferably one. Like, I feel like you shouldn't need more than one interview to know. Like, you know, I don't know, but whatever. You know, companies can do whatever they want. But anyway, I was just, like, genuinely shocked. And I was like, the fact that this woman can see potential in me really just, like, warms my heart. And I really just, like, I really hope it works out. So she actually, she emailed me a few hours later and saying that she wants to move me forward. So now I have to take some, like, skills test and complete it within the next 24 hours and send it in. And then if I pass, I will have one final interview. Thankfully, it's not, like, super crazy process. It's just an interview, a skills test, and then another interview. And that's it. So I was like, okay, whatever. That's not as terrible, I suppose. And the job pays decent. It's like 23 an hour. The only thing is, it's not a full-time job. It's a contract position. Oh, I mean, they said I'll be getting at least 31 hours. So with that being said, I'll actually be making more than I was before. So that's a win in my book. And it's only a six-month kind of thing. But she said that there was opportunity for the contract to be removed after it was over or to transition into a full-time role if there was one available at that time. So I'm kind of, you know, keeping high hopes for that, you know. Well, if I even get it, you know, if I make it that far, I don't know if I will, but it's like I'm hoping that one of these three interviews will work out. The fact that I even managed to land three interviews really just blows my mind. I'm like, wow, this is crazy, people. And you know what's even funnier? Like, I don't know why I didn't do this before when, you know, with my resume, but I wasn't really tailoring my resume to each position I was applying for. So I would just kind of, like, send in my overall experience and then just kind of hope for the best kind of thing. And then I saw someone on LinkedIn being like, yo, you need to, if you want to land a job, you need to start tailoring your resumes to the job. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did I never think about doing this before? And then, so, and I have a funny story because I did actually apply for this job before I saw this, you know, before I saw this recommendation. And I got denied, right? And then after I found out that I should be tailoring my resume, the same exact company posted the job a few days later. So I'm thinking maybe they realized they had, you know, a bigger budget than previously and they reopened the role, or maybe the person they hired on changed their mind at the last minute. Who freaking knows, right? Whatever. So anyway, I applied to it again.
after tailoring. So keep in mind, they rejected me at first with my non-tailored resume. And then when I tailored it to the job and its specific functions and responsibilities and whatever, they contacted me for an interview. And I'm like, no freaking way.
Was it always this easy? Like, is this why I was getting rejected so often and not getting lucky? And the thing is, that 6 months that I was looking for a job last year when I got laid off could have been resolved so quickly if I just knew this nifty little trick, which I literally never even came to my mind. I don't know why. It just never came to my mind that that was a thing. So, until now. And I was like, wow, I probably could have saved myself 6 months. I probably could have gotten a lot more interviews if I just started tailoring my resumes to the ones that I really care about and really want. And so I have an interview for that one on Thursday. So far I've gotten moved forward in one, and then the other two have still yet to come. So I'm a bit nervous, but I hope that I got all my jitters out with this previous one, and I can go into this new interview with more confidence and hopefully not stumble up my words so much. And hopefully out of three, I can get at least one. But, you know, we'll see. And the third one, this is a crazy story too. So I applied to this one after I, learned about tailoring my resume to stuff. And this one is like, this one would be like an amazing opportunity, like insane. Like the fact that I'm being considered, like I feel not worthy. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, like I know I'm worth it, like I know what I'm worth, but like dang, it's still crazy. Like I don't think I've ever been considered for such a high paying job before. And I think that's what like really just, I don't know, baffles me. I'm just like, I'm speechless. I like, you know, the fact that they're even considering me for this. And so I tailored my resume and I ended up messaging the recruiter on LinkedIn. This never really worked for me previously. I've been kind of doing it here and there. But I reached out to her, just letting her know my genuine enthusiasm for applying to the role and company and blah, blah, blah. And then she told me in that conversation that my resume was currently in the review pile. So she put together, I guess, a list of people that she wanted to move forward, right? But that list of people had to be reviewed by the manager. So I'm just like thinking, so it might not actually be HR's, you know, the recruiter's fault that I don't get interviewed for something, because at the end of the day, it has to be up to the manager or whoever. And the recruiter ends up passing those names to, right? So I really appreciated that. And then this was like on a Friday that, you know, we were chatting about this. And I realized, you know, creeping into the company and the people who work for the company, that the president of my most recent company, she was a mutual connection on LinkedIn with the manager who was the one who is going to be reviewing the resumes. What a freaking coincidence. Am I right? I was like, okay, wow, this is crazy. So, you know, the president of me, kind of tight. Well, she helped me before. Prior to, you know, being laid off, she helped me get together my resume and stuff like that. She always seemed really helpful, and she always said that if I ever needed anything, feel free to reach out. So I'm like, well, if she could put in the good word, if she actually knows this person, then, you know. So I mentioned it to her, and she's like, okay, well, write me a short little blurb of something I could say. And I was like, okay. And she sent it to them, I think also on Friday. So I guess I technically didn't need the recommendation, but maybe it helped. I don't know. Maybe the manager saw it. Like, it's like the recruiter moved my paper forward, but the recommendation maybe might have helped it. Like, maybe she wasn't considering me, and then she saw the recommendation. She's like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, so I don't know, like, who knows what was happening behind closed doors, but either way, I think that overall it was like a very helpful thing. And I think it was like just in time too, because the recruiter was telling me that the manager was going to be looking over the resumes over the weekend. And the president of my most recent company sent that recommendation prior to the weekend. So, like, literally just in time. And then Monday morning, like, I think it was, let's see, we're gonna look right now, because why not? Monday morning. Why is this not? Is it the 12th? Why am I not seeing it? I feel like I'm going crazy now. Let's see. I want to really find this for you guys. I need to find it to properly. Yeah, so she sent it Monday morning around 10 a.m. It's really early, you know. It's very, you know what I mean? I was like, oh dang, okay. She eager. I like it, you know, because she said on Friday, we're gonna look it over the weekend and then we're gonna let you know early next week. Early next week meaning literally Monday morning at 10 a.m. Crazy, right? Anyway, so I was like, ooh. The only thing that concerns me about this is that because it's such a high-paying job, I feel like I'm gonna fudge it up, but you know, let's knock on some wood and hope that it goes well. Another thing is that, so there's a link she provided me, the recruiter, to schedule an interview for 30 minutes, and it showed me her open availability, and there were a lot of times missing. So I'm thinking either this one's very busy and has a lot of meetings, or those are all candidates that she has interviews for. And if so, there's literally more than like 30 people that are interviewing for this. And I don't know how many open roles there are. So, that's what makes me super nervous about it. I don't freaking know. I don't know any of these, man. But if I get this job, the high paying job, it will literally change my life. Like, can you imagine just what it's like to actually like have money and like be able to save and like not have to worry about finances anymore? Oh my gosh, I like with this, if I got the job, it's like I could pay off my debt. I could be debt free. I could pay off my car. Could literally get a new car if I wanted. Could literally get a new gaming chair. It's something I've been wanting to do forever, for like years now. I never did it because like those gaming chairs are like super expensive. I could get a new desk, new desk map. I could upgrade, you know, everything and just like, you know what I mean? Just live a nice life and just not have to worry about, you know, not being able to pay the bills and worrying about how I'm gonna pay off my debt and how I'm gonna pay my rent for the month and a constant struggle. And of course, like having an animal, like if she gets sick, hopefully not, but having to take her to vet and those, that adds up as well. So it's just like all these things combined, it's just so expensive. Just living, grocery shopping is so expensive for no reason. It's like I could just live a nice life and actually save up money for a house to, you know, fix stuff that happens with my car. You know, God forbid I have to go to a hospital and there's charges and blah blah blah. Like literally everything, I would feel like a lot better, a lot more secure, like financially secure, having the job. So please, 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 please. Honestly, though, overall, like out of all three jobs, yes, I have like a tier of like which jobs I would prefer for most least. Obviously, the high paying job would be first, the second highest paying job would be second, and then the third highest paying job would be third. Right? Does that make sense? I think. I don't know. One of them pays 23, the other one pays like between 20 and 30, depending on experience. So I'm hoping I can maybe get like 25. And then the high paying job pays about $48 an hour. So that's a big jump. That's double. It's like almost 50,
It's almost that's like 100K a year. So, you know. Wow, like, right? Sounds crazy. Six digits, baby. But I don't know.
We'll see what ends up happening with it. I would like to hope that. We'll see what happens, man. I haven't been able to, like, really relax. I just feel like I need to focus and really keep practicing for these interviews. So I am ready, especially for these remaining two. Because, like, the one I did today, I felt like I didn't really care too much about. And I ended up getting through, so that's great. But it's like now it's like the ones I really do care about, like they're coming up and I just want to make sure that I do a really good job. Like I can't be like I was today, you know? I gotta be like 100 times better. So we shall see what happens. I want to remain positive and hope that out of all of these three places that I guess something.
Well, I feel like I feel a sneeze coming, but no? No, I changed your mind? Okay. But I'm trying to think about how many interviews I had to go through before getting a job last time. I'm trying to think of how many places there were. One. Two. Two, three. It might have been like the fourth place. Maybe the fourth place I interviewed for. I don't know. But to be fair, I didn't actually. You know what? I think this is the first time I've been moved forward in an interview process prior to my most recent job. I mean, like, I liked my old job's interview process because it's like, you speak with, like, the recruiter for 15 minutes, like, going over your background. And then, like, you set up a interview with a team lead. And then that's it. They let you know. And literally right after the interview, they send me an offer letter. So, it's like, okay. So, I'm like, all right, more companies need to be like that. Like, I don't need this, like, oh, yeah, I'll let you know by the... You know, 2 weeks from today, it's like, or you can just, like, let me know now, because, you know, how I did, and, yeah, whatever, but it's fine. So, yeah, about three before I was actually able to land something, but to be fair, I didn't think about, there's a lot of things that I feel like I know now that I didn't know back then when I was interviewing, and my advantage is that I have a cheat for when I do phone interviews. Video interviews are going to be kind of tough to have that cheat sheet up. But if I'm just like on the phone, I can have my computer screen up at the same time. And basically I just have like a list of common interview questions there and responses to them, like tailored to each like job that I have an interview for. So I have it all set up for each one. Now, today was horrible because I had it spread across like 15 pages of like a Word document, and I realized it's actually a lot easier to just put it together in an Excel sheet because it's a lot more, there's a lot more room, and I was able to fit all those questions on just a single like screen. But I didn't realize it until after my interview. So while during the interview, she was asking me questions like, oh, how do you prioritize tasks? And I'm just like scrolling like through 15 pages being like, how do I? But now it's like I won't have to struggle because it's all in one page and I'm trying to keep the most relevant questions to each job now. Like I got rid of most of them and I memorized the ones that I feel like would be easiest to answer so I don't feel like I need to have it on a sheet. But like the ones that I feel like I might struggle a little on how to answer, like I have those ones basically on a sheet. And so now I feel ready. So like for the one on Thursday, it's like I have all those questions on a single screen. You know, questions like, tell me about yourself. Why do you want to work here? Tell me about a time you dealt with a difficult customer. Things like that, you know, whatever. Just, I was just trying to think of like common questions that companies ask for customer service roles or whatever. So I have all those, you know, on a single screen. And of course, she might ask me questions outside of that. Am I prepared for those questions? I don't know. It depends what it is. Because like I said, there are some that I deleted that I will remember like how to answer if it comes up. But if it's like something that's not any of those on the sheet, off the sheet that I practice, then I'm like, all right, I guess I just gonna have to wing it, right? Because I don't know. That's the thing. It's like, I wish before interviews, they could just like send you the list of questions. That would be amazing. That way I could prepare myself on how to answer them. But I realize they do that to be fair to everyone, I guess. I don't know, whatever. So, and they want to see who can rise up the new heights with these answers and stuff. Like, I've never been super articulate, and I've been practicing a little bit. But the thing is, it's like, I could seem very calm and know how to answer something when I'm not in an interview. Like, when I'm practicing alone, I answer the questions fine. But then, like, I get in the interview, and I'm just like, you know, like, it's like, I'm hoping... But I still move forward, so I guess that's something, right? And then she got back to me the very same day, so that has to be a good sign, right? It's like, either she really saw potential, or they're just, I don't know, desperate for people. I don't know. I mean, I hope that's not it. I really hope it's just because she genuinely saw something in me and was like, all right, yeah, let's give her a shot, you know? It's like, she's achieved all these things, let's give her a shot, you know, kind of thing. If only other companies were like that, then... It just really makes me feel nice inside knowing that they could see past that and see that potential in me and that growth. And I'm more than just words in an interview. I get my job done and I perform well and perform even above well. So, anyway, I kind of just want to give you guys a little update on my life and interviews and whatever. And honestly, any of these jobs I'd be fine with. But one of them is a contract position, so it's not full-time. But if that's the only one that gives me an offer out of the other three, I'll take it. You know, if I actually have options, then I wouldn't take it because I would want something more sustainable, something more permanent. And I don't want to go off of, well, maybe in 6 months they'll have a full-time job I can apply to. I mean, obviously, during that 6 months, I could still look at other jobs. And yeah, I could renew the contract, but I wouldn't be getting benefits. And I don't know how time off works in contract roles. There's a lot of uncertainty there. So it's just like, I don't know how it's going to work. So just like, I'd rather have something where, you know, I know how it works. And it's full time and they offer benefits and things like that. So we'll see what happens. Wish me the best of luck. Send your good vibes. Pray for me. Think good thoughts towards me. Whatever it is that you do, just send good thoughts my way, please. I need all the help I can take. Sorry, all the help I can get. I need all the help I can get with this, okay? So, oh, okay. I just need to breathe. I'm going to be go in there, I'm gonna be hyped, I'm gonna, you know, slap myself a couple times, I'm gonna start off the day right, maybe I'll try making myself a good breakfast, maybe I'll take a shower, maybe I'll get up early, I'll take a shower, I'll eat a good breakfast, I'll make myself a nice cup of tea, you know, drink that, try to relax, I will, you know, dress up all nice, even though it's a phone interview. This is weird, like, that I do this, even if it's a phone interview, I still dress up like I'm interviewing. I don't know if that's weird. Maybe it just helps to set the mood for me. I don't know. I mean, I guess I could just sit there in my pajamas and interview, but I don't know. Maybe that makes me more nervous. I don't know. Like, but anyway, yeah, I'd still dress up, but get dressed. And then, like, I could just, like, review the questions and answers before she calls me. And then kind of just do my thing and see how it goes, I suppose. That's all I could really do. Oh my gosh, I'm actually getting ads. I'm getting ads in my mail and my mail. Like, you know how they have, like, I don't know if you guys still use Outlook. I know a lot of people transitioned over to Google, but in, like, the, is it, like, other section or focus? I don't know. Usually there's, like, an ad at like the top of your email, and then like sometimes there's ads on the side. I literally started getting ads for these companies that I'm applying for because I'm creeping so badly on them on LinkedIn and their websites and the company and the people, literally everything, because I don't know, I can't stop. I'm literally like obsessed. I'm like, I'm just so like nervous, and I just want to be so prepared for when it actually comes. I just hopefully I don't burn myself out, and you know, I can remain calm and get a good night's rest prior to these interviews and just go in and put my best foot forward and, you know, hope for the best. So anyway, I think that's pretty much all I really wanted to say. I am literally up right now at like one in the morning and can't sleep, really thinking about jobs. So really not able to do anything other than jobs. The only thing I've actually been able to do is put on the TV while looking for jobs. That's like the only thing my brain allows me to do. It's like, okay, we'll let you have a little leisure time. So it's like my brain's okay with me having the TV on as long as I'm looking for jobs. But if I'm not looking for jobs, then my brain's like, yo, all right, you gotta focus back on the computer now. You can't be watching the TV, you know. So sometimes I get distracted while I'm looking for jobs by the TV, but gotta let myself have that leisure time or else I'm over here freaking insane. So at least my brain lets me have that, if not anything else. So just like having something on in the background while I'm looking for jobs and whatnot. So anyway, yeah, that's really it. So guys, please wish me good luck. Please, I need all the luck I can get. I really just one of the three, preferably one of the two that are full-time with benefits. Please. Oh, I just need a job. I just need a job. I can't be picky. I just need a job. I'll take any of them. All right. Well, we shall see what happens. I'll keep you guys updated. I don't know. I just have a tendency to have a lot of bad luck, so I feel like I already have a feeling I know how it's going to all turn out, where I don't get an offer for any of them, and then I'm back to square one again, and I hope this on it, knocking on wood again. So, we'll see. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. You know, I'm gonna try not to be a Debbie Downer. Like, I'll try to remain neutral about it. And then just be like, you know what, whatever happens, happens. Let's not think too badly about it, but let's not be overly confident about it either. Let's just remain somewhere in the middle, you know, and just be like, alright, let's just be cool about it. Be neutral about it. And whatever happens, happens, kind of thing. So, hopefully I can remain that kind of energy through the rest of this week and next week when I get through all my interviews. So, we shall see. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you all. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. I will catch y'all later. Bye.